Congratulations to you if you won yourself a Causey Award this year. It was set up to call attention to the human capital management field inside the federal government and in industry, and all of the winners are people with significant achievements in that area. Today's winner is Julia Ruffini, the field office chief for the Defense Security Service. Julia and her team are in charge of contractor security clearances, and that's a job, of course, she has to get right 100% of the time. She told me and our senior correspondent, Mike Causey, about the pressures that puts on her.
There's always a pressure, and we always want to make sure that we ask the interviewees how well they can handle pressure and time management and stress. And basically, that's one of the key elements in hiring our personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to always remain calm myself. I know that everybody will take my lead as to my demeanor.
Yeah.
That must be your worst nightmare, is somebody slipping through the cracks.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I mean, we try as best we can. And we have so much support in our agency from all different elements, counterintelligence.
You know, what I thought about your job is there was this tremendous pressure from the Hill and the GAO and all that to shorten the time. And yet, if you do it, get it too short, if you're too quick and too efficient and simply look at the numbers, there's a better chance that somebody will slip through the cracks. So you think you've got it about right?
We do the industrial security,
mm-hmm.
So we don't deal with the timelines in that manner. So we take our time, we do what we need to do, and we prioritize what we need to do, and we get with the companies that have the most threat first.
Okay. But do you have is there a timeline? Is there a period when you want to get these done?
Absolutely. We definitely prioritize it by who we think is going to be most targeted or who has the key assets to the government, and we go for them first. And we want to do it within as quickly as possible. And with the resources that we have, we do a good job. We do what we need to do, and we constantly reprioritize all of our facilities.
The nomination said that you were promoted to your current position, manage your office with only 4 security specialists, effectively causing each to have over 150 sites that you're watching. What's ideal? What would a structure be that would have each of your people working as efficiently as they possibly could? It sounds like from what the people that nominated you said about you, that your resources are stretched really thin and you guys are just really killing yourselves to try to get this work done.
We have been granted a lot of resources just over the past year. So mm-hmm. we had 4 and we're up to 11 on our team right now. And so we're doing wonderfully. We would like to hire a few more and get the facility ratio down to 1 to about 45.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like enough people.
Yeah, it still doesn't sound like what it takes to get it done.
Right. We do a good job at getting the priorities done. So we always do that first. Mm-hmm. And we could always use more resources, but actually we've really been ramped up a lot. And it's thanks to our previous director, Ms. Watson, as well as our current director, Mr. Sims.
Another thing that was cited in your nomination was the attrition rate. You were losing people a lot more rapidly before you took over than now. What's your secret there? Share it with everybody. You've done well. Now give it away so everybody can copy.
My key is I like to communicate. I like to give the why answers of why we're doing everything so everybody can understand. And basically, we do it for the warfighter. And once everybody understands that, it's motivation within itself. And also, Mr. Sims is all about people first. So I like to advertise what our agency can do for our people, pay for higher education, master's degrees, training programs, and, you know, just build a respectable team.
But those were all available before you took over and people were still leaving. What is it about getting people to buy in? What is it about the culture that is different, you think, that is causing people to say, this is a place I not only want to come to work to today, but for the foreseeable future where I can build a career where that wasn't happening before?
I enjoy what I do. I have always enjoyed it, and I like to put that word out. And with we have new leadership in place, too, over the past few years, and they enjoy it, and they like to get the word out, and they like to communicate, and just bring the word down that this is a great place, and they have lots of good things to do and accomplish. It's really helping.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've never met anybody in the private sector, us included, who talks about serving. You know, I served at WFED.
Right.
I served here. I served there. I never hear that in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And in government, people routinely say that. And I guess that's one of the lures you have and use to get good people to come in is that, as you said, they are supporting the warfighter, and that's not much more important than that, is that?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. That is definitely our number one motivator. We know what we're doing, and our specialists can actually go out there and see what they're overseeing the protection of, and we get to actually, you know, hands-on look at this and see the good things that we're doing.
Talk about what you're doing in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, where what the strategy is moving forward for your office.
We are definitely trying to ramp up our resources, and we're trying to get the DSS word out so that everybody knows the good things that we are doing and will help us out further with the protecting the warfighter.
You know, there's been, for about a year and a half now, there's been a media campaign pushed by some think tanks to show that government workers are overpaid in any way you look at it compared to the private sector and average salaries and whatnot. And, you know, it's been on the front page of USA Today. The Wall Street Journal has had it, Washington Times. The Post, to some extent, even has had something like it. Does that bother your people?
It does a little bit, but they take everything in stride. They know that they work hard. I've never seen anyone in the agency who doesn't work really hard. You know, they're happy with what they do. They don't worry about what other people say.
What should we know about what you do and what your team does every day that somebody might not know right off the top?
Every day is different. With my team, we could see somebody from, you know, an FSO of a really small company to we meet with Mr. Chertoff, you know, quarterly. So it's always changing. It's always something different. We always get to see new technologies, and we need to be ready for whatever comes up and changing priorities. Everything that's just thrown at you.
That's Julia Ruffini. She is the field office chief for the Defense Security Service, one of the winners of our COSI Award on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We've got them all listed and profiled at federalnewsradio.com. A winner every day this week, both on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, and with me on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.